From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. The New Orleans-based HBCU Legacy Bowl celebrates Black culture and showcases the best athletes from HBCUs around the country. But it's more than just a football game. The Gulf States Newsroom's Joseph King takes us to a career fair where college students and recent grads plan for their futures before the big game.
Jaren Wilson has a full schedule of football practices, meeting with scouts, and playing as a defensive end on an all-star team at the HBCU Legacy Bowl.
Big-time sack. Who do we have?
Looks like Jalen Wilson, 35.
Yeah, 35. Jaren Wilson. Aaron.
But his favorite thing about the week so far?
The food. New Orleans food. It's my first time in New Orleans, so New Orleans food has definitely broke my scale.
Wilson is a graduate of Edward Waters University in Florida and is pursuing his master's in business administration there. But he's not just in New Orleans to make highlights on the field. He's trying to set himself up for life after football. So he's also making time for the Legacy Bowl's career fair.
Like I said, it's an opportunity for us to get an opportunity outside of football because this is not going to last forever.
Braylon Cook feels the same way. He's the director of development for the Black College Football Hall of Fame. They're hosting this whole week of events from the bowl to the career fair.
Because at the end of the day, you know, not everybody will be playing in the National Football League. And when we made this game, this all-star game, you know, the plan was to make a platform to elevate both HBCU men and women and give opportunity both on the football field and in the professional world.
There were more than 90 businesses at the career fair, ranging from sports, retail, to investment banking, and even the Secret Service. Students can get interviews on the spot.
A couple companies that stood out to me were the S&P Global.
Jeremy Upton is an accounting major at Talladega College.
They're over the S&P 500. They're one of the departments. They do financial investing and things of that nature. So as a finance and accounting major, that'll definitely be something I'm interested in.
Upton's not a football player, but the career fair is free for all students. HBCUs across the region bus their students to New Orleans. And this is his second time coming to the Legacy Bowl's career fair.
They also have some great panels where I get to learn more about things like financial literacy and things of that sort.
Upton says he is aiming to leave the fair with a shot at a full-time job in finance after he graduates. Now, some students are here to get closer to a career in football and sports, like Kalia Silva. Silva is a kinesiology major at Grambling State University. She's interested in sports medicine.
Two companies that did stand out to me were the Green Bay Packers.
The Indianapolis Colts.
I'm a woman in the athletic training field, so they were very welcoming. Even if they didn't have the resources, they were trying to provide me resources that would help me get the job that I want.
The career fair is open to all students, but that's not true for all of the other events during the week. The football practices, a draft combine, meeting with scouts. Silva says those are the places where she can meet people working with all-star teams. She got to meet a few professionals in sports medicine, but says many of the sports teams at the career fair are looking for students interested in marketing and communications.
I do wish I was able to go to the football events. It would have been beneficial to me, not only to watch, but maybe get some connections.
But she still encourages every HBCU student to go to the career fair next year. It's a chance to network and make new friends at other HBCUs. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Joseph King.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.